This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
On my front porch swing. Jody Kielbasa joins me live in studio. He is the director of the Virginia Film Festival, which will celebrate its 22nd annual event in less than a month. Jody, is November 5th through the 8th, right?
That's right.
Very exciting. We're almost there.
We're coming up on it real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
So you announced this week all the details, and everybody's talking about it, and all these famous folks come into town for the festival in November here in Charlottesville. Before we get into some of these details, though, give us Jody 101, where you're from, and a little bit about your background and how you ended up in Charlottesville.
Well, I've been in Florida for the past 14 or 15 years, and I was hired as the founding executive director of the Sarasota Film Festival and started from that from scratch.
A beautiful place.
It's very pretty down there.
Yeah.
But so is Charlottesville, and we love it here.
Good, good. Wonderful. So this the theme for this year is what exactly?
The theme is funny business. And, you know, obviously that would lend itself to comedy. But, you know, the more I started to think about it and actually look up the origins of the term, you know, it also means shenanigans, waywardness, double dealing, dirty tricks, all those sorts of things. So it really was kind of a broad theme, which was really nice since I inherited that and gives me a lot of flexibility in programming.
Yeah, good deal. So we have all, and the way that works for people who might be new to town is we have a whole bunch of venues showing films, and people, there's all sorts of panelists that come in and panels going on, right?
Right. The festival's over 4 days, and we screen in a lot of different venues. Some are on the grounds of the University of Virginia in Culberth Hall and in Newcomb Hall, down at the Paramount on the Downtown Mall, at the Regal Cinemas on the Downtown Mall, and the Vinegar Hill Theater. And screenings are going on all day from 10 o'clock in the morning until a little bit after midnight. We have over 80 films in the festival. We have some amazing panels, a lot of big stars that are coming in for the festival. And, you know, almost all the films have someone there to talk about the film, whether it's the filmmaker, the director himself, or a star, or a faculty member, or some expert on the subject in the film.
So who are some of these folks coming to Charlottesville in November?
Well, we have John Waters coming in, who's you know, a legendary cult filmmaker and tremendous artist who's known actually as the Pope of Trash and for pushing the envelope with the art form a little bit, but he's a very entertaining guy, and he's giving a free address at the Arts Assembly on Friday afternoon in Culberth Hall in the grounds of the university, and it's from 4:30 to almost 6:30, free, open to the public, and that's going to be wildly entertaining. Followed by a screening of Hairspray and then his cult film, Pink Flamingos.
Good fun.
That should be crowded, so we encourage people to take a look at getting a ticket now for that. We have Annette Bening coming in with a new film called Mother and Child, and Cherry Jones, who's won an Emmy and several Tonys, is going to be joining her for this film, and the director, Rodrigo Garcia. It's our centerpiece film on Saturday night, and it's a very powerful film. It's going to be screened at the Paramount. We have Matthew Broderick coming in, and we're screening the 10th anniversary of Election on Sunday, which is our closing night, but we're also screening a wonderful new film called Wonderful World. We also have Alan Ballin, won the Academy Award for American Beauty, but is probably even better known for creating the series 6 Feet Under and True Blood. And we're going to screen American Beauty, but we're also going to screen an episode of True Blood, which he wrote and directed, and he's going to talk about that. That's a free panel that's open to the general public as well.
I can't believe we're talking with Jody Kielbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. It's November 5th through the 8th, 2009, less than a month away. And I can't believe that American Beauty celebrates its 10th anniversary this year.
I know, I couldn't believe that
makes
myself.
Me feel old. It was just a couple of years ago, but
well,
10 you know, years.
It's also the 20th anniversary of The Little Mermaid, and we're screening that free for the kids and their moms down there on the Downtown Mall.
Wow.
So that'll really make you count the grays in your hair there.
Absolutely. And the way it works, all these folks that come to town, they are available. If you're at the event that they're at, they're available. It's Q&A, and you can talk to them about their work.
You know, that's absolutely right. I mean, the ticket prices range from free up to $20 for a film, but most of the ticket prices are $6.50 to $9 for films, and almost all of them, as I mentioned, include a filmmaker, in some cases a star. We have the legendary director Norman Jewison in, who directed In the Heat of the Night, Superstar, Fiddler on the Roof, and we're doing the 30th anniversary of And Justice for All, exploring the funny business of law and justice, and he's going to be talking about that film, and also The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming.
And Justice for All is with
with Al Pacino.
Yeah, is that the one where he says, something really wrong is going on here, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the judge in that?
Oh, goodness.
What's his name? He was great.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I can see him slamming his gavel down. Sit down. That's a fantastic movie. I haven't seen that in a long time. But
and that's the great thing about the festival because, you know, we screen a lot of older classic films. And, you know, sometimes we have the stars themselves to talk about them or people to, you know, that are experts in that genre of film. But then we screen a lot of wonderful new films that haven't made its way to Charlottesville yet and you might not ever see.
Yeah.
And so it's
they
a great
might not
opportunity.
Be back.
Yeah. And at the heart of the festival, that's really what it's ultimately all about. It's about discovery. And so, you know, I really encourage people to get out there and take a look at these different films, you know, come out and involve themselves in a panel. And hey, you know, no one's tied you to your chair. You don't have to stay for the panel too. So I don't want anybody to be intimidated by the fact that there might be, you know, a discussion afterwards. It's actually a lot of fun, but hey, if you're done and you want to go, you can. It's
there
okay.
you go. We're talking with Jody Kilbasa. He's the director of the Virginia Film Festival, November 5th through the 8th. Online at vafilm.com. Speaking of classic films and anniversaries, this is also the 70th anniversary of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Well, that's correct. You know, and that was kind of the genesis for a lot of the programming this year. When I first moved to Charlottesville, I understood that they screened the 50th anniversary 20 years ago of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Jimmy Stewart was still alive then, and he came in. It was, you know, absolutely wonderful moment here in Charlottesville to have that actor and my favorite actor. And I thought, you know, what could we do with that film today? And my first week in Charlottesville, I picked up an edition of the Washington Sunday Post. And on the Sunday magazine was a photo of Jimmy Smith in an article touting the 70th anniversary of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and superimposed was a photo of President Obama, President Reagan, and Sarah Palin. And I thought, wow, what's this about? And it turned out it was a discussion of the impact of the film then and the classic insider-outsider roles in Washington. And I thought, now that would make for a great panel.
Yeah.
I immediately called up the journalist the next day, and it turns out Liza Mundy, graduated from the University of Virginia, said, I'd love to come in and do
serendipity.
A panel. And then we've since invited Candy Crowley from CNN to participate, and our own Professor Larry Sabato will be joining that panel as well.
So you can watch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and then talk about the current state of affairs of politics in Washington with some of the experts.
That's absolutely correct. And early in the day, we're actually doing an exclusive screening just for high school students. And we've sold out. Well, I shouldn't say we sold out. It's free, but they're full and they're coming in and it's part of their curriculum. And they're going to be joining in that discussion as well.
Good stuff. So Matthew Broderick is in the festival this year, premiering his new film, Wonderful World. What is this?
Well, it's
is he in it or he did?
No, he's in it. He's in the film. He stars in the film. And, you know, he plays, I don't want to give everything away, but he plays a very grumpy, divorced dad who used to be a sort of famous children's singer. And he's sort of, his career's fallen by the wayside.
What a setup.
And he's not a happy guy. And believe it or not, the film is, you know, I don't want to say it's a comedy, but it has a lot of comic moments in it. And it's really a heartwarming, touching film. And he gives an incredibly powerful performance in the film.
That's great. And you're also going to show Election, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Well, yeah. You know, there's like a political sidebar going on. I'm looking at the funny business of politics. And in this case, that might be the funny business of high school politics.
Right,
but, you know, they're not far removed. And, you know, so, yes, in the 10th anniversary, Ron Yerxa is coming in. He's the original producer. And with Matthew there, it should be a fascinating discussion.
Yeah. Now, the Adrenaline Film Project will be going on during the festival. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And for folks who don't know what this is. I've talked to people who've been in it, and it's more fun than they've ever had in their life.
Well, you know, and I hear that all the time. I'm going to be experiencing my first Adrenaline Film Project while I'm running around like a chicken with my head off, going to all these events and films and things like that. But, you know, that being said, for those who aren't familiar with it, essentially it's a 48-hour film project where you have teams that compete, almost like in a Survivor-like format minus that kind of competition.
Yeah.
But they're making films. They have certain objects or certain themes that they have to incorporate, and the films are, you know, written and composed and shot basically in 2 days and then presented before an audience, and there's a winner is selected. So we have that audience at 10 o'clock on Saturday night, and the winner is selected. I think that there are 12 or 13 teams that compete in this. We have some high school teams and then teams from around the state, teams of students, general public, and it's really exciting, and every year it sells out, and we have that at 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
When you'll show all the films that
those
have been
films
made
from that. Yeah,
in the last 48 hours.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, they're incredibly creative films, and sometimes your best creativity comes out under pressure.
Yeah, that's really something. Jody Kilbasa is the director of the Virginia Film Festival, and you can check out all of this online at vafilm.org. And thanks to John sitting here with us, we know that the judge in And Justice for All was Jack Warden, of course.
Thank you, John.
The classic Jack Warden. So what do you have to do between now and November 5th?
oh, well, yeah, I'm going to take a weekend down in Cozumel and just sit back and drink some pina coladas and relax. No. We're going to be running nonstop getting the festival ready. There's a lot that goes into the festival, and from here on in, we may be adding some additional guests. We certainly hope to flesh the festival out even more, and finalizing the panels and working to promote the festival and just making sure, hopefully, that we create an incredible experience for Charlottesville. We encourage people to come out, and, you know, this year we have a number of wonderful special events, some of which are open to the general public for the first time. Our late night rap party, which is always a great event, an opportunity to meet the filmmakers and some of the major talent that's coming in.
That's been a private thing.
Yeah, it's always been a private thing. No longer. We're opening that up. Very reasonable ticket to the general public. It's going to be at the X Lounge on Saturday night. And we're having a dance party at the Southern in honor of John Waters. He's going to come by, and it's a $5 cool. ticket for students, $10 for general public. And our opening night gala after the opening night film, which is Marching Band, great film about the Virginia State University and University of Virginia marching bands dovetailing the election of President Barack Obama, is going to open the festival, and the gala follows immediately after at the John Paul Jones Arena. Those tickets are open to the general public as well.
And can you buy tickets now?
Yes, at vafilm.com.
There you go. Vafilm.com is the website, and the director of the Virginia Film Festival is Jody Kielbasa. Jody, thanks for coming in, and congratulations. It sounds fantastic.
Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.